jolly Christmas. And in case you didn't hear, oh, by golly, have a holly jolly Christmas this year.
Our lives on New Life 91.9 at 16 after 5 o'clock. Our friend Allison was visiting the other day. Allison has breast cancer. She's had cancer for the last 7 months. And she said something. She said, "I feel sorry for people who don't have cancer." And I asked her why.
Cancer puts you on death's seat. Cancer brings you really close to death. And as a result, it makes living a new experience. Cancer gives you a heart of gratitude for things that we take for granted. When you can't taste food, when food has no taste, and then you find something that really tastes good, you're so grateful for food. When you can't sleep at night because you hurt, and then you fall asleep and you roll over and it's 3 hours later, you're grateful for sleep. When you can't lift your arms higher than your abdomen because you have hundreds and hundreds of stitches going from one side of your body to the other, and then you're actually able to get a plate out of the cabinet to prepare dinner for your family, you're so thankful that your arms will move a little higher than they would the day before. When you're so nauseous that you can't walk from the sofa to the door to answer the doorbell, you're really thankful for the friend who has brought you dinner. Cancer just gives you a heart of gratitude that I think very few healthy people can appreciate. I've been grateful over the last months for the tiniest of things, the rides that my kids have been able to get home from school. Thankful for medications that I never even knew existed that make life easier. Thankful for air conditioning, because I was so hot some days I just couldn't even put clothes on. Thankful for a husband who doesn't care what I look like. A husband who gave me permission to not undergo reconstructive surgery, which would have been painful. There's very few men that would be interested in a woman whose body is deformed. And my husband couldn't care less. Thankful for children who think that I'm really pretty bald, and a son who's worried if I'm going to be as pretty when my hair grows back. Thankful for a God who doesn't express his love in good circumstances. The day I was diagnosed with cancer, God never said, "Here you go." And I know a lot of people feel that when they've been diagnosed with cancer, that God has abandoned them. But God never said, "Here you go." He said from the very beginning, "Here we go." And you cannot look for the love of God in good circumstances. Because God didn't say, "I love the world so much that I'm going to make sure that every child gets food." God didn't say, "I love the world so much that I'm going to make sure that no nation ever gets destroyed by a tsunami." God didn't say, "I love the world so much I'm going to make sure that women don't get breast cancer." God said, "I love the world so much that I'm going to send you my son." And I don't have to look for the love of God in good health or in money or in a happy family or a good job, because that's not the way God demonstrates his love. He has already demonstrated his love through the work of his son. And I think sometimes until you've suffered and you have felt the love of God, you just can't appreciate that. And that's why I feel sorry for people who haven't had cancer.